The Pitch Sider. Pitch side for every game.
Hello and welcome back to the Pitch Sider podcast. Hope you are very well. This is a pre-recorded episode after the Champions League and Europa League. So this will be a special for just them, focusing on that as we are on holiday this week. So this, as mentioned, this is a pre-recorded episode. So next week will be a live episode where it will cover all of the leagues. But yeah, this week we'll talk about the quarterfinals from the Champions League, Europa League and Conference League. So we'll be slightly shorter than normal length. But yeah, hopefully we'll fill you in and we will see you next week. So let's go through some of the Champions League games. So we had four this week. So we know now who is in the semi-final of the Champions League. So we had on Tuesday night, we had the second leg of PSG versus Barcelona, which ended 4-1, which ended 6-4 on aggregate with PSG moving forward to the semi-finals. We had a thriller of a game in Dortmund with Borussia Dortmund versus Atletico Madrid ending 4-2 on aggregate, which is 5-4. So they, Borussia Dortmund will face PSG in the semi-finals. On Wednesday, we had Bayern Munich versus Arsenal, which ended 1-0 to Bayern Munich, which was 3-2 to Bayern on aggregate. And Man City versus Real Madrid, last year's semi-final, ended 1-1. So it ended 4-4 on aggregate, and Real Madrid won this 4-3 on penalties. So Real Madrid will face Bayern Munich in the semi-finals. So it is possible that we could have an all-German final at London this year. But the main headline for British fans, all British clubs are out of the Champions League now. Must have been the first time for a number of years this has happened. But yeah, let's go and talk about individual games. So PSG, and Barcelona, this ended 3-2 last time to Barcelona, and Barcelona were probably favourites to go through, but PSG managed to turn up in Barcelona after red card was given away, after Real Madrid went up, Barcelona went up 1-0, and then they gave away a penalty, which was saved, I believe, but there was a red card in this challenge, and then Dembele, Vitinha and Mbappe scored four goals in total, ending this 4-1 with PSG leading into a semi-final. Is it their year to, as Mbappe leaves, is it their year to win the Champions League? And they are now favourites, obviously, to go through to the final. And they do face a Borussia Dortmund, obviously, who arguably aren't as good as PSG. PSG obviously do have Galactico stars. But Borussia Dortmund played Atletico Madrid after Atletico Madrid were winning 2-1 in the first leg. Borussia Dortmund managed to score four goals and Atletico managed to score two as the Atletico Madrid faced the yellow wall. It was a mistake by Hummels, which led to an own goal as well for Atletico Madrid. And Atletico Madrid didn't really turn up to this game and, yeah, ultimately lost. But, yeah, both high-scoring games from both Tuesday, both well over five goals in each league. And, yeah, thrilling football. I don't think we can say in the Champions League this year we have not been treated to some really good football. And some of these games in these semi-finals have been very, very impressive. Probably this round in the second legs, Barcelona, PSG, Borussia Dortmund and Atletico Madrid were more exciting games. But the bigger games, more people were interested in, were the Wednesday games with Bayern Munich and versus Arsenal. This ended 2-2 in the previous game. And Bayern Munich at home with all of their fans managed to get a 1-0 goal, 1-0 victory over Arsenal with Kimmich. Obviously, Arsenal made a bitterly disappointing exit to the Champions League as they were beaten by Bayern Munich in the Allianz. Just through Kimmich's powerful 63rd minute header was enough to send the Giants through to the semi-finals. They will now face Real Madrid. Despite being at Emirates, Arsenal were confident of the advantage against Bayern Munich, whose side endured poor domestic season and without key players such as Serge Gnabry and Coman. In a tight, cagey second leg watched by Arsenal owner, Martinelli had the best chance in the first half for the Gunners, but the shot was straight at Neuer, and Musiala had forced a save out of Raya, who was at full stretch. While Harry Kane just had 9 touches in the opening 45, Neuer was forced into another save by Martin Odegaard's deflected attempt, which had the long serving Bayern Munich keeper had to scramble across his lines. Both teams obviously did really well. Now Harry Kane moves on to the semi-finals. Can he win his first trophy? Arguably, maybe not. But it does set up 2 Galacticos from both of their leagues, Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. But yeah, let's talk about Man City versus Real Madrid. So Real Madrid managed to, last time they turned up at the Etihad, they lost 3-0. But they managed to get a draw, both evenly matched across both legs, ending 4-4 on aggregate. Only Real Madrid managed to beat them on penalties, which was disappointing for Man City. They're not able to do back-to-back trebles now. They're obviously favourites to win the league now as well, as they are sort of 2 points clear. And probably favourites to win the FA Cup as well. They do face Chelsea at the weekend. But yeah, overall, good round of fixtures. Obviously, Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich is going to be the one everyone wants to watch. Probably favourites to go through are PSG and Real Madrid, leading them to the final. Arguably, probably with Real Madrid winning the league, which is Jude Bellingham's first Champions League. But it'll be interesting to see. It's now a class of England versus Jude Bellingham versus Harry Kane. Let's see who gets to the final. On Thursday night, we had the Europa League. So Roma played Milan, and this ended 2-1 to Roma, with Roma going through on aggregate of 3-1. Liverpool played Atalanta, and Liverpool won this game 1-0, but unfortunately they lost it 3-1. West Ham failed to beat Bayer Leverkusen, with Bayer Leverkusen moving to 44 games now unbeaten with a 1-1 draw, despite West Ham having the lead. Olympic Marseille versus Benfica. This was 1-0 to Marseille, which ended 2-2 on aggregate, with Marseille winning on penalties 4-2. This means Roma, Atalanta, Bayer Leverkusen, and Marseille are in the finals. So Olympic Marseille play Atalanta and Roma play Bayer Leverkusen. Probably favourites to go through are Atalanta and Bayer Leverkusen. And we're probably Bayer Leverkusen, as they now don't have to focus on domestic. They're probably focused fully on the Europa League. So they will probably win this one outright and get into the Champions League, which they've already qualified for. Finally, in the Conference League, Fiorentina beat Victor Pallance 2-0. Lille beat Aston Villa 2-1, which ended 3-0 on aggregate, with Aston Villa winning 4-3 on penalties. Fenerbahce beat Olympiacos with a 1-0 victory. And PAOK lost to Club Bruges, 1-2-0 here. So Club Bruges might go through on aggregate 3-0. So Club Bruges, Fenerbahce, Aston Villa and Fiorentina all make the way through to the semi-finals. All English hope of winning a European trophy now rests on Aston Villa's shoulders. The fixtures, obviously, for this are likely to be Fiorentina versus Villa and Fenerbahce versus Club Bruges, with Club Bruges and Villa likely to go through. Villa, under Unai Emery, are probably very likely to win the Conference League, having a very good season in the Premier League. Interesting to see where that now goes. So that rounds up this week's podcast. As mentioned, this is pre-recorded, so unfortunately we won't go through some of the domestic leagues, as we would have had the FA Cup and Premier League, as well as 4 European fixtures. So we'll be back next week. And we'll fill you in with everything that's happened. And yeah, hope to see you then. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week and goodbye.
For all the latest news, transfers and football articles, check out thepitchsider.com. It's the place to be. Contact us on our socials. Instagram and Twitter is @thepitchsider, or via email is thepitchsider@hotmail.com.